from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's May 1st. That's International Workers' Day, and we'll celebrate by taking your calls, emails, your tweets live here on the show today. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. And of course, I've got the Twitter up. You can tweet me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We're fresh back from a week of broadcasting KERA's Think Show live from the NPR headquarters mothership in Washington, D.C. If you want to see what that looked like or see what some of the studios looked like, what the experience was like behind the scenes, you can check out the Think Tumblr at kerathink.tumblr.com. And you can see and hear all the shows we did all week up in Washington, D.C. on the Think page, kera.org/think. This hour, we're taking your calls at 800-933-5372. Your emails at anything at kera.org. Or, as I said, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, Chuck in Fort Worth says, I have bees in my attic. They enter near the back door and seem friendly. Is there any organization or private beekeeper who will move them for free in the Fort Worth area? Anybody know where Chuck can get some help with his bees? 800-933-5372. Let's see. This is an email from Cherie, who says, when I was a kid in the 50s, we ate at Brownies on East Grand every week. It was like a diner restaurant kind of place. She says, their tacos were wonderful, and they had tiny red flakes mixed in with the beef taco meat. Does anyone know what the red flakes were? Someone once said it might be red Japanese peppers. If so, does anybody know where I could find them? And I'm wondering if it was just red pepper flakes. Might have just been cracked red pepper, but it might have been a special thing. So Cherie, we'll see if we get an answer for you at anything at kera.org. On the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington is my handle, or you can call us, 800-933-5372. Keith in Bedford says, I've been searching for authentic British bacon, rashers and streaky, with zero luck so far. There has to be somewhere in the DFW area, mid-cities preferably. He says, I'd even take a reasonably affordable mail order source. Anybody know where to find? Oh, actually, we already got an answer on this because I read it in the billboard. For authentic British bacon, this is from Rachel in Fort Worth, who says, you can get British bacon at the British Emporium in Grapevine. Rachel says, I made a special trip there from Fort Worth to pick up some for my husband, who was profoundly thankful. She says, I'm vegetarian, but according to him, British bacon is vastly superior to the U.S. version. And the shop is a great resource, Rachel says, for all things U.K. and Irish. Highly recommended. So there is a source. 800-933-5372. Let's start on the phones today with PJ, calling from Lower Greenville. Hello, PJ.
Hey there, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I love your show. I've gotten so many great answers, and I'm hoping that I can get another one.
Okay.
I'm looking for Batik Wax for dye resistance. It's B-A-T-I-K, and I can't find any suppliers in Dallas on the internet, so maybe the community knows.
B as in boy, A-T-I-K. Batik, I think, is how I've always heard it pronounced.
Batik, there we go.
Batik Wax. Okay, well, I'm sure someone listening will have a source for you, PJ.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. On the Twitter, Chris, I think this is Chris in Minneapolis, has a question via Twitter. What are the limits, he asks, if any, to attorney-client privilege? Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's take another call from Veronica in Fort Worth. Hello, Veronica.
Hi, I just had a weird question, and hopefully someone can answer it. Why are there seagulls in Fort Worth?
Well, I think they, I don't think they're exclusive to the coast. I think they will, you know, they will live around bodies of water, even as far inland, obviously, as Dallas and Fort Worth. But we'll see if somebody can give us an actual, authentic, official answer on that.
All right. Thank you. Right,
thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Jenna wrote to anything at kera.org. I'm looking for someone to repair an antique radio in the North Dallas Plano area. Anybody have a source for antique radio repair in North Dallas / Plano? We had that question last week, I think, about from an artist who was looking to network with other non-craft artists. And can't remember our listener's name, but we had a couple of responses. Carrie says, for the artist looking to network with other non-craft artists, there's a great group, Carrie says, on Facebook called Art Hash, A-R-T-H-A-S-H, Art Hash, for visual artists, most of whom are in the DFW area. Carrie says, I highly recommend becoming a part of this group. So there is a source. 800-933-5372. Let's go next to Garland calling from Haltom City. Hello, Garland.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have raccoons in my attic, and I can't get rid of them. I've tried the sonic repellers and everything, and I can't shoot them because I'm in the city limits. Any ideas?
Well, I think they are they in there all the time, or do they go out at night?
They go out at night when they're not partying over my head.
Right, right. So I think the thing to figure out is, and this is just from what, you know, well, from some personal experience, not with raccoons, but with our friends, the Norwegian rat that lives in our neighborhoods. But you want to figure out where they're going out and coming in, and when they're out, seal that off.
Okay.
And now there are companies that do this. I think there's a website. I'll look it up real quick.
Okay. Well, no, I think I can do what you suggest.
You want to
time them for three or four nights and watch them, and I'll get a piece pre-cut and nail them up.
Yeah, you want to kind of figure out where they're going in and out, and then once they go out for, because you know they go out and forage at night.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Once they go out, you want to get up there and make sure they can't get back in when they come back.
Yeah.
There might be a couple of places,
okay.
But if I think there's a group called DFW Wildlife 911 that also has tips.
Okay, well, if this doesn't work, I'll call somebody.
Okay, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. If somebody remembers that, I can't remember if it's Wildlife 911 or DFW Wildlife 911, but I know we've gotten this time of year is when we always hear from folks with the questions about the critter invasion. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Dave in Frisco. Hello, Dave.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
So I have a question. Last weekend, when we were having all those storms, I was watching the Weather Channel. Watching NBC DFW Channel 5, and the weatherman was on it, and he referred to a city called Rio Vista, and it was spelled R-I-O. And in my mind, I thought it was should be called Rio Vista.
Right.
Do you know why he calls it Rio Vista?
Well, I think that's just how they say it. We've got all kinds of places around North Texas that you think it's pronounced one way, but the locals pronounce it another way. And one that leaps to mind is the town spelled I-T-A-L-Y, which is just north of Hillsboro. And it's not pronounced Italy. I think it's pronounced Italy. And so it might just be a local way of pronouncing it, Rio Vista.
Okay.
But it it's the peril of the broadcast announcer, and you want to get it right, because when you get those wrong,
so I'm not from the DFW
sure.
area, but fill me in. What does I-T-A-L-Y sound like if I'm in Dallas?
Well, it's Italy, so it's kind of a two syllable pronunciation. What you might say Italy, but they pronounce it Italy. And I'm trying to think. There's some other ones around here too that are kind of. We'll think. We talk about them a lot during the membership campaign, which wrapped up a couple of weeks ago.
Well, good. I appreciate it. Great show. Thank you.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Stephen Becker, our producer, just whispered in my ear the town that's spelled M-E-X-I-A is pronounced Mahia here. So that's another one. Maybe you can share with us your town's pronunciation. And I did look this up. I managed to look up. It's 911wildlife.com. 911wildlife.com. They're in the Dallas area. That's the tip we've gotten before on the, you know, critter, raccoon, possum, squirrel, rat, you know, this time of year, removal. It happens. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We got a question from Glenn who says, I have a Black & Decker 3/8-inch variable speed drill manufactured around 1983, and it needs new brushes. He says, I've been to electrical stores looking for brushes for it. Black & Decker no longer carries the replacement brushes for this item. Is there somewhere I can take it to have it repaired or buy the brushes to repair it myself? Anybody know where to find replacement brushes for an early 80s Black & Decker 3/8-inch variable speed drill? Because, yeah, if you could replace the brushes, you essentially have kind of a new motor setup there. Travis in Dallas says, I found rasher bacon and black and white puddings. I guess this is these are British foods. At the Large Specs liquor store, liquor and food store, I guess, on 75 in Dallas. So there is another suggestion for British bacon. Let's see. This is from Frank, who says, Mufich Audio is located in McKinney, Texas, M-U-F-I-C-H. And this is for antique radio repair. M-U-F-I-C-H in McKinney, Texas. Mufich Audio. Hope I'm saying that right. We got a question from Gail via anything at kera.org. And Gail says, I'm searching for amber landscape lighting for my property. These are rechargeable sun types, not electrical. I don't care for the LED bright white lights, Gail says, and I have only 3 amber lights still working. I've looked at area Home Depots, Targets, Walmarts, etc. No one seems to carry them except for the LED lights. Does anyone in Fort Worth, in the Fort Worth area, know where I can find amber solar rechargeable landscape lighting? I guess the amber color is what Gail is looking for. And here's an email from Dustin about the raccoons, who says, put a strobe light in the attic and turn it on. The raccoons hate strobe lights. And Kitty responded, yes, 911 Wildlife is a company that comes out and puts one-way traps at entry and exit points. Your caller wants to be careful not to close the holes in the house when some of the raccoons may have gone out, but others could still be inside because then they're trapped in there. So, yeah, definitely that's a good point from Kitty. Make sure all the raccoons have left the building before you lock them out. And here's one more email before we get ready for our break here. Ed in Dallas says, don't be fooled by the sea part on the seagull. There are lots of gull species, and they aren't all just coastal. It says, go to any landfill that takes garbage, and you will find lots of gulls. So there you go. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. More of your questions, your answers coming up, so stay with us. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. That's what Jan did. And says, according to the city manager, old timers pronounce it Rio Vista, and youngsters pronounce it Rio Vista. So I guess there are a couple of different ways for folks out there. Julie tweeted me and says, you can borrow free traps from Farmers Branch Animal Shelter if you're a resident. And the only way to keep raccoons out is to close their entryway. And Melissa says, Dharma Trading Company sells batik wax and tons of other dyeing supplies. And you can find them online at Dharma Trading, all one word, dharmatrading.com. So there's a lead for that. We also got Jackie calling from Poetry with a recommendation on that. Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Go right ahead.
She can find it right here locally at Hobby Lobby.
Very
good. The batik wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of it. So no problem.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Right. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is John in Grand Prairie. Hello, John.
Hey, Jeff. My question is, I'm trying to send some B12, and it has to be refrigerated. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to send it to Australia, but I have not been able to find any packaging anywhere that would be sufficient for temperature controlled for that distance.
Hmm.
I don't know. I've looked at Office Depot and Home Depot, all sorts of different places around the area, even UPS stores, and I can't seem to find a place that sells temperature-controlled packages or envelopes.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody has an idea for you.
Awesome. Thank you,
sir. All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is William calling from Frisco. Hello, William.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi there.
As far as bees are concerned, my dad used to be a beekeeper in the North Dallas area, and he was registered with all the local county extension agents. And they would contact him anytime there was a swarm, and he'd come and extract them for his own use.
Very good. So call your county extension agent for a lead on something like that.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, William.
Right.
Bye-bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Althea says, I've always wondered about a county spelled M-O-N-T-A-G-U-E, which I'm assuming we would, if you looked at it and didn't know, you might think Montague, right? But it's pronounced Montague, as Althea points out. Let's see. Catherine says, while the rest of the world pronounces the street name Grauweiler as Grauweiler, those of us who are longtime Irving residents use the preferred pronunciation of Garwheeler. You can always tell how long someone has lived in Irving by the way they pronounce that street's name, and it's spelled Grauweiler. So there's another vote on street name pronunciation. There is a town, Donna says, Donna from Dallas says, in North Texas. I guess it's here in North Texas, spelled N-E-V-A-D-A, but it's not pronounced Nevada. It's pronounced Nevada. There are a bunch of these. And Pamela in Colleyville says, years ago, several of us went to visit a professional college in the Midland, Odessa area, and we went and visited the town of Notrees, Notrees, Texas. We were trying to give it a French-sounding pronunciation like Notreus, but our friend informed us that it was pronounced No Trees, as in there were no trees when the town was named. There were a few trees and no trees by the time we saw it, however, Pamela says, and we tease that perhaps they should change their name to A Few Trees. She says, not so sure that our local guide thought that was very funny. 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Brett calling from Louisville. Hello, Brett.
That was funny. I was just calling about the motor brushes. What you can do is look at a motor rebuild shop. You can find them, you know, online in just about any major city around here. And if they don't have the exact size brushes that he needs, he can actually get a larger size and either with a hand file it down to size or use a grinder, which is the easiest way. They grind off very easy, so it's really not a problem to make your own.
Very good. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
800-933-5372, line open there. We've also got email open at anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington. That's what C did. And C says, I'm looking for a slab board of a tree to stain and use as a headboard and would rather ship. Is there anything local to DFW where I can find a slab from a tree? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. We got an email here from Greg and Parker, who writes, WFAA-TV is a Dallas station, but its call sign doesn't begin with a K. And Greg says, back in the 20s or so, the FCC decided that all radio stations and TV later on east of the Mississippi would begin with a W, and stations west began with a K. And to my knowledge, Greg says, this is the only area station with a W call sign. Why? Well, because it existed before the regulation was made. And there is another one, the city-owned classical station, WRR. Others include, is WBEZ in Chicago, is it west of the Mississippi, or is it kind of, the W stations in Chicago, I think, may fall on the other side of the line there. There's a few other ones, too. There are a few other W stations out there. There's another station in Dallas, too, Stephen just reminded me of, WBAP, 820 on the AM side. So those are all stations that predated this regulatory change. So there are a few here in North Texas. And Greg says Palestine is another Texas city that doesn't use the standard pronunciation. Spelled just like Palestine, but pronounced Palestine. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Cindy in Plano. Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
Hey there.
Jeff. I have a question. I wondered if anybody knew where I might get my antique drop leaf table repaired.
Okay. And you're in Plano.
I'm in Plano, but, you know, I could go anywhere in the DFW. I used to have a place in Richardson, but when I went to see him, his shop was gone.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some leads for you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Lauren in Rockwall. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I was calling to ask if you or anybody else knew where I could get reel-to-reel tapes converted either to CD or digital media.
Well, you've asked. We'll see if somebody has a lead for you.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We got this from Dan, who says there's that town spelled B-O-G-A-T-A, which you might be tempted to pronounce Bogota, as in Colombia, but here, Bogota, I believe, is how it's pronounced. Let's see. We got an email here from Ed, who says, for temperature-controlled packaging, try Uline, U-L-I-N-E, Uline and Coppell. Let's see. Patsy says, pharmacies send out medicine in temperature-controlled packaging, and maybe they could be a source. Benjamin emailed us, anything@kera.org, and says, a few years ago I moved to Texas from Illinois. I've yet to be able to find a restaurant that serves an authentic Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. Please help me find a place around the Metroplex that serves this elusive and appetizing, Benjamin says, food. Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. I think we've had this question before, but I don't remember if we solved it for anybody. Cecilia emailed us, anything@kera.org, and says, hey, Jeff, I have a 3-year-old son with autism. I'm looking for an organization that can provide an autism service dog. I've looked online, have not been able to find a local or in-state organization that can help with this, and I'm hoping your listeners can help. Does anyone know where an organization that can help provide an autism service dog here in North Texas? And one more vote from Mike, who says the town spelled V-A-N-A-L-S-T-Y-N-E. Looks like Alstein, right? But it's pronounced Van Alstein. So there you go. More of those. I'm sure there are more. We'll get some more of those. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Faye in Tyler. Hello, Faye.
Hello there.
Hi.
years ago, I had a maintenance man who saved me lots of money getting rid of critters in our attics and so forth, and it was with, of all things, rubber snakes. He went to the dime store and bought rubber snakes, and they did the job.
Very good. I think we've heard that before as well. Thanks for calling, Phil.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Adrian in Little Forest Hills. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have a potential source for packaging materials that will help with temperature control.
Okay.
One person had already mentioned Uline, which is a very good source. I worked in a lab, and we would transport things with Fisher Scientific. You can find them online and have a whole variety of temperature control packaging.
Fisher Scientific.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.
All right. I've got another one on this from Jordan calling from Carrollton. Hello, Jordan.
Hi.
Hi there.
So my suggestion for the temperature control packaging would be FedEx.com, and you can go to /US/perishable, and on there they've got a listing with 800 numbers to make sure you have the right packaging, and then all sorts of the different shipping options you can do to keep it cold.
Say the name of the online place again.
FedEx.com.
FedEx.com.
/US/perishable.
Great. Jordan, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Maria says you can get the Black & Decker drill worked on at the Factory Service Center number 14 on North I-35 in Carrollton. So I don't know if – I guess that's a Black & Decker service center. So maybe look them up and give them a call, the Factory Service Center number 14, 1300 North I-35E in Carrollton. So there's a suggestion there. Let's see. Chicago Pizza. Adam says they are opening a Geno's East in Arlington near the stadiums. So maybe that is going to be a source for the Geno's East. And let's see. Mark in Fort Worth says Pittsburgh has a station called KDKA, well east of the Mississippi. Again, it may have very well been a pre-regulation station. I think there are a couple of other stations on that side that have K's. We've dealt with this before on the show, and somewhere in the archives, I have a dusty, well-handled piece of research that lays it all out. I used to even remember the name of the Federal Communications Regulation that put this down. Maybe somebody can find that and send it to us at 800-933-5372, or email rather, anything at kera.org. Let's go next on the phone to Veronica calling from Saginaw. Hello, Veronica.
Hey.
Hi there.
I was wondering where I could find some leaking powder. I moved from Hawaii about a year and a half ago, and leaking powder was very popular out in the market. You could sprinkle it on your fresh pineapple, fresh mangoes, etc. And I've just been unable to find it anywhere here. So I was wondering if maybe your listeners knew where I could find some.
I've never heard of this. Explain what it is.
You know, I really can't even tell you what it's made of. I just know it's called leaking powder. It's an orangish-looking, orangish-reddish type powder. It's kind of sweet. There was also another product called leaking mui, and that was some kind of apricot pit or a peach pit or something that also had the leaking powder on it. So I've even tried to Google it and figure it out, and I don't know what it is. It's just this delicious reddish powder that you put on your fresh fruit.
How do you spell it?
Leaking, L-I, and then H-I-N-G.
Leaking powder. Okay. Well, yes. Well, somebody will know where to find it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Lauren calling from Arlington. Hello, Lauren.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I have an answer to the question about converting reel-to-reel tape to CD and DVD.
Okay.
There's a company online called King Pet, P-E-T, Productions. So you have to Google that because I don't know what their their online address is. But I just had my father's old reel-to-reels of him singing converted, and they're awesome. They're just exactly like I remembered them.
Very good. Lauren, thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. Let's see. We got an email from Mark in Denton who says, my company transfers reel-to-reel audio to CD or digital files. and they're called the Panhandle House Digital Transfer Services. And you can look them up online, panhandlehouse-dts.com. Mark, thanks for that. Let's see. Michael says the town spelled Colorado City in West Texas. He says it's pronounced Colorado City by locals. So there's one, a couple of other ones that I hadn't heard before. Mary says Pegasus Springs has the emphasis on the gas, so Pegasus Springs. And I haven't heard of that town before either. And Jim and Keller says there's a park on Lake Ray Roberts called Île du Bois, but locals pronounce it Zillaboy. Some of these, you know, haven't made it to my ears yet, but we'll see. Get a couple of people to maybe we can get people to call and say these, so I'm not the one reading them. But here's one I do know. Tom says there are lots of names in Texas with hard to predict pronunciations. Particularly hard are the many Spanish influenced names like Rio Vista and Llano, which are Spanish names with English pronunciation. He said, I thought I might get hurt when I mistakenly asked my real estate agent about houses in Llano and was corrected that it's pronounced Llano with Llano. And also Bexar County, Bexar, is pronounced like the animal bear. So send us some more. Anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Or give us a call, 800-933-5372. Stay with us. More of your questions, your answers, your radio show on your radio station. Coming up. Anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Justin did just that and says Lihing powder can be found at Shop Aloha in Euless. So Shop Aloha in Euless is a recommendation from Justin. We also got an email from Angie, who says, the gentleman with the raccoons may want to contact the DFW Wildlife Coalition. She says, I believe they'll help out for free, but would probably appreciate a donation. This time of year, there may be baby raccoons in the attic as well, so it's important to make sure all the raccoons are removed before they are, you know, restricted from re-entering. Rhonda emailed us, anything at kera.org. It says, I'm being inundated by telemarketers on my cell phone, and when I try to call them back, it's a non-working number. I almost never leave a message. It's getting to be a real problem. As a business owner, I try to answer all calls as they could be legitimate customers or inquiries. Is there an app to effectively block calls to a cell phone? Also, is there a legal recourse that I may have? 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Anything at kera.org is the email address. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Tricia in Dallas. Hello, Tricia. Are you there, Tricia?
Trivia?
Trivia. Go right ahead.
Hi. Oh, I was just calling about this pizza. There is a Geno's opening in South Arlington. I believe it's on the 4th of the month. So okay. I'm from Chicago, so I'm ready for that. And I did have a question. I wanted to know if there were any Christian-based Montessori schools in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Trivia. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Line open 800-933-5372. Up next is Landon in Mansfield. Hello, Landon.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good. I just wanted to confirm the previous two informers that there is a Geno's East on 1350 East Copeland in Arlington. It's at I-30 and near Collins, and it's on the south side of the expressway. I ate there last evening at the pre-grand opening, and I believe the grand opening is either tomorrow or else Monday, as the previous caller just indicated. It's very good. I've lived 44 and a half years in Chicago myself and had been waiting for something like this to come to Texas, and it's finally here. So go there and talk to John or John. There's two Johns there, and they'll take good care of you. If you want frozen, also there's an Uno's, Pizzeria Uno's, downtown Fort Worth. It's also a Chicago establishment from the 40s. It's not exactly the same recipe, but they allow them to franchise it and use a similar recipe. It's also very good. On the frozen pizza side, there's Nick and Vito's Home Run In Pizza, which is also Chicago, and Gino's East Frozen that you can get from Central Market in Fort Worth, or you can get Home Run In Pizza from Sprouts and Sam's, which is also a good resource. So yay for Chicago pizza in Texas. It's about time.
All right. Hey, Landon, thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Got this one. Trina says, I found Lee Hing powder at Sam's Club, and it's made from salty dried plum, Trina says. Let's see. Tim emailed anything at kera.org and says, for Chicago-style pizza, try Taste of Chicago in Addison. Let's see. We got on the slab of tree question, Brian in Bridgeport says, try Stice Sawmill in Bowie, Texas. S-T-I-C-E, sticesawmill.net. They may be able to get you a slab from a tree. There is a town, according to Mary here, who says, near Austin, called, spelled B-U-R-N-E-T, and the locals there pronounce it Burnet. So not Burnett, but Burnet. More on the town pronouncers coming up, I believe. Jim in Dallas says, for slabs of wood, go to Wood World. That kind of makes sense. Behind the TI facility at LBJ and Central. And let's see. Jim says, I have a friend who immigrated from France, and I cringe for him every time I hear a traffic report on the radio involving the street Marcellus, south of downtown Dallas. And actually, back when we had traffic, we would occasionally hear from people who wanted us to know that it was pronounced Marseille. But in Dallas, it's pronounced Marcellus. Actually, I think it's even spelled Marcellus here. All right, back to the phones, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Hank calling from Dallas. Hello, Hank.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Love the show. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
I was actually calling in response to the vintage radio repair.
Yeah.
I do refinishing restoration and mostly mid-century furniture, but I also do I work on radio cabinets as well. I don't work on the innards, but there's a good place. It's called Dallas Vintage Audio out of Bedford that does the innards.
Okay.
It's got a really good reputation. My website is actually called toshmahal.com. It's T-O-S-H-M-A-H-A-L.com. And can definitely take care of the cabinet restoration.
Right.
And got some good sources for the other stuff as well.
Great. Well, Hank, thanks so much for calling.
All right. Sure. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Clark in Weatherford. Hey, Clark.
Hello, Jeff. I've got some pronunciation things going on here. In Hawaii, the lychee tree was introduced by the Chinese, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's good fruit, fresh, but when it's dried, it's even better. Anyway, I think people think it's lychee because in Hawaiian, I's are pronounced like E.
Yeah, and I thought she was saying lychee as well, but it's actually L-I.
It's lychee. It's a Chinese word.
Right, but Clark, actually, she spelled it for us, L-I-H-I-N-G, Lee
yeah.
Hing.
Oh.
So it's a different thing altogether. I had the first thought myself that it might be lychee
and
or
two
lychee.
More pronunciations.
Okay.
The island that Honolulu is on is called O'ahu, not Oahu.
Very good.
And let's see, what else? I lived in San Antonio for a while. My father was in the Air Force down in San Antonio, and we used to go up to Burnett. We called it Burnett.
Well, Clark, thanks so much for calling.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. David says you can get Leahing powder online, and they have it on Amazon. And let's see. Another vote from someone, Angela, who says Shop Aloha in Euless has the Leahing powder. So a couple of those. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Everett in Arlington. Hello, Everett.
Hello.
Hey there.
I have two.
Okay.
There's Refugio down in South Texas, spelled R-E-F-U-G-I-O.
Right.
Should be Refugio in Espanol, but Refugio. And there's a city just south here whom everybody knows how to pronounce, but half the world calls it Waco.
Yeah, and you know, Waxahachie can be challenging for new arrivals to North Texas as well.
I wasn't talking about Waxahachie.
Right, right. Well, I was just thinking of Waxahachie as well. Everett, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Teresa says there is a street in Irving. It seems like Irving street names are coming up a lot on this topic today. Spelled S-O-W-E-R-S. And Teresa says long-timers in Irving know to pronounce the street name as Sowers, not Sowers. So there is a suggestion on that. And Terry says, I just returned from Big Bend and spent a night in a town, a two-word town, S-T-U-D-Y-B-U-T-T-E. You might think it's Study Butte, but it's actually pronounced Studi Butte out there. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next is Craig calling from Dallas. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have in my hand a bottle of Sanchez's de Luna fruit seasoning, and it may be a different set of spices than the Hawaiian version, but I bought it here at a Fiesta or one of the Hispanic grocery stores, and it's specifically, it's described as the same sort of red color as the collar was, and it's used on mangoes and strawberries and kiwis, et cetera, and has a list of spices that's in it. And it's produced here in Dallas by De Luna Sales.
All right.
So I've been using it, and it tastes great on fruits, so it may be the same thing.
Very good.
Something very similar. Thanks.
Craig, thanks for calling. Up you next bet. At 800-933-5372 is David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
You were talking about stations east or west of the Mississippi. There's one used to, I don't know if they're still on the air or not, but it's in Del Rio, Texas. The call sign was XERF, and I think they had a 100,000-watt or 500,000-watt transmitter in Mexico. So anyway, I thought you might be interested in that one.
Yeah, it's a famous, it's a pretty famous station in the history of kind of, you know, mid-20th century rock and roll. You know, there's the famous Heard It on the X song.
Yeah.
I think there's a ZZ Top version of that, and that you can probably find, and other people cover that song too. But that's a great point. Hey, thanks for calling, David.
Okay, right. See you later. Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open. Anything at kera.org. Let's see. Anne emailed us and said Action Video Services in Richardson at Arapaho and West Shore can convert reel-to-reel to digital. And they also do Super 8 and 8mm to DVD and all that stuff. So Ann recommends Action Video Services in Richardson. Marianne says there is an app for unwanted to block unwanted cell numbers. I downloaded the Mr. Number app, Mr. Number, to block further calls or research them. It had a good rating online. Your listener can also Google any number and see if it shows up on 800notes.com. Often people are complaining about the calls from that number already. So Mr. Number is the app that Marianne recommends. Let's see. This is from Reed, who says the town in here in North Texas spelled L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R, which people might want to call Lancaster, but it's actually pronounced Lancaster. Did I get that right, Stephen? Lancaster? Yeah, Lancaster. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Renee in Frisco. Hello, Renee.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Good. I am calling. My husband and I have recently rescued an abandoned Great Pyrenees. We've mm-hmm. had him now for about 6 months, and we have never had a dog that sheds quite like he. So we are looking for some type of treatment that can help with that so that he is not leaving hair all over the house. looking for someone that can help us with an answer to how we can best treat that while still keeping his coat pretty fluffy, because we know he needs the undercoat to stay cool during the summer.
Right. Well, I think it is probably the shedding season right now,
because
it's starting to warm up, and the dogs are in my house are all leaving like little tiny dogs everywhere.
Yes, we can tell where he's been very quickly as soon as we get home. So he's a great guy. We just want to try to figure out how to maybe alleviate just a little bit of that shedding.
Well, we're almost out of time today, so we'll hopefully get an answer for you for next week's show.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Let's get at least one more call from Ross in Carrollton. Hello, Ross.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, there's a city in Central Texas that is pronounced Delian, but it's actually spelled D-E-L-E-O-N. And so it's not DeLeon, it's DeLeon.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
If you want to share your oddly pronounced Texas or even street names, county names with us, you can always share those with us over the weekend at anything@kera.org, where we received this email from Jonathan, who says, I really enjoyed Think's week in D.C., For those of you who missed it, we were broadcasting from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. all week this past week. Jonathan says, I was wondering how often the crew gets the chance to do that. Well, that was the first time we've done it. And if you remember last year, All Things Considered came here for a week. We've had The Takeaway, which is produced out of WNYC in New York, here a couple of times. So we took Think to NPR headquarters in D.C. It went really, really well. And thanks to everybody who listened in, and you can explore kind of what we were up to on the Think Tumblr page, which we just launched last week. It's kerathink.tumblr.com is the place to find it. This show, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, is produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, and Fiona Norton answers the phones. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find at kera.org/anything. And of course, send us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Find me on Twitter, @JeffWhittington on Twitter. And thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in. Everybody have a happy International Workers' Day, a happy May Day, and have a great weekend.